From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton moved closer Tuesday to what will almost surely be her nomination as a Democratic candidate for president. With most of the votes counted from a primary in the state of Kentucky, Clinton led Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by about 2,000 votes. Election officials said they would not yet declare a winner, but Clinton claimed victory. Meanwhile, Sanders spoke to supporters.
Now, I come from the working class of this country, and I will be damned. I will be damned if we will allow the Republican Party, whose job is to represent the rich and the powerful, to win the votes of working-class Americans.
The final result is of little importance since the Democrats award delegates proportionately, and the two candidates will end up splitting the ones from Kentucky almost evenly. In another race Tuesday, Sanders won the primary in the northwestern state of Oregon. The head of U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, said Tuesday the U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission to fight the thousands of Islamic State militants in Libya when the Libyan government is ready for it. AFRICOM Commander General David Rodriguez added that Libya's internal politics have made it unclear which armed groups are fighting alongside the Libyan government of National Accord, leaving the U.S. really dependent on the Libyan interim government to determine who is with them and who is moving over to them. VOA News. The U.S. Senate approved $1.1 billion to combat the Zika virus, significantly less than the Obama administration's $1.9 billion request, but almost double the funding being considered by the U.S. House of Representatives. Tuesday's 68-29 vote came after the Republican-led Senate voted down the White House's full request, which was made in February as U.S. health officials warned that Zika could spread through large swaths of the nation. During the debate, Democratic Senator Jack Reed from Rhode Island said the threat from the virus is real.
We are living in an interconnected world, and we are not immune to the spread of these diseases. Already, there are over 1,000 cases of Zika virus in the United States and United States territories, including over 100 pregnant women. We've only seen two cases so far in my home state of Rhode Island, but the virus is spreading and it isn't going away on its own. We will certainly see these numbers increase as we approach the summer months.
The mosquito-borne virus can cause devastating birth defects and has been linked to a debilitating neurological disorder. In a major crackdown of Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced that 31 athletes could be banned from this year's Olympic Games in Rio after a retesting of their samples from the 2008 Olympic Games, which came back positive for banned substances. The IOC says it has begun disciplinary actions against the 31 athletes who come from 12 countries and competed in six sports in the Beijing Games. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's open to talking with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in order to try to halt the country's nuclear program. Trump spoke during a Tuesday interview with Reuters.
I would speak to him. I would have no problem speaking to him. At the same time, I would put a lot of pressure on China because economically we have tremendous power over China. People don't realize that. They are extracting vast billions of dollars out of our country. Billions.
North Korea is under multiple rounds of UN sanctions targeting its nuclear weapons program and repeated banned missile tests. Yemen's government has walked out of UN-sponsored peace talks with Houthi rebels, accusing them of having contempt for the peace process. Yemeni Foreign Minister Abdul Malik al-Malafi called the talks in Kuwait a waste of time. He said the Houthis insist on power sharing instead of abiding by a Security Council resolution that says such matters need to be negotiated. The minister accuses the Houthis of violating a ceasefire in Yemen. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.